And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Good afternoon.
So glad to have you on the show today.
Same with you. Same with me.
I know. We're bumped.
Kind of a tag team, huh?
We are. We got bumped because of the Diamondbacks for our last show, but we're here, and we've got some great guests. And our guests today are Pops Music Store, Apex Plumbing Prescott, and the Launchpad, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you. God, you said that kind of lively. We haven't been here for a while, I know, but thank you, Sherry. I'd be happy to. Our first guest is Bob Bjorklund from Pops Perfect. Music Store. I got that pretty good, huh?
It's perfect.
I wrote it differently. Well, welcome to the show, Bob. And tell us about yourself, kind of where you're from and how you got into Pop's Music Store before we get into your wonderful products and things like that.
Personally, I started playing tunes at 6.
Okay.
And got my first gig at 8. It was a VFW. I got paid a cake.
Paid cake. Well, that sounds like something I would
do. It was good stuff. I've been in tunes ever since, the business end of it along with the playing end of it for the last 50-plus. It's been an interesting ride.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you know your music.
A touch.
And the different instruments that you play?
I started actually, strangely, on the organ and then went some piano and clarinet, sax, and some guitar during the surf days, you know, because it was Southern California.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking.
Yep.
Well, I know Pop's Music Store has been a great supporter of the Prescott Chamber and the Bluegrass Festival. We were just talking about that.
It's been our pleasure.
We had a successful one this year, especially, but... we really appreciate all that you do, and tell us a little bit about Pop's Music Store.
It actually evolved from a corporate shop called Schroeder's and Guitar and Keyboard City that was opened up here in November of 89. I opened up that shop. It was based around pianos and organs predominantly, and a lot of what the Pop's acronym comes from is that in respect of it. In 2002, Mr. Lorgan decided he wanted to retire, and we didn't really get along with the new owner policies, and he wanted us to move to Phoenix, and Michelle and I both said four-letter words like heck and darn no. And so she got together with SCORE and with BMO and with Chamber and put together a business plan for Pops, and we were well supported. We have been supported all these 18 years wonderfully from the schools and the churches and the musicians and teachers, and feel very blessed that way.
Well, you're certainly part of the fabric of our community, and we're glad that you did not go back to go to Phoenix.
Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about what your offers are. What's available for our listeners? Some listeners may not know about Pop's Music Store.
Pop's Music Store basically could be modeled off of stores I grew up around in Southern California that were small, like Al Kaley Music or Maury's Music. They had sheet music in the store. They had some guitars. They had, like a Wallach's Music City had some sheet music and records, which we have a little bit of supply. And pianos and digital pianos nowadays. And we've added banjos and ukuleles. Number one instrument in the world right now is a ukulele. Also, mandolins, a sundry thing, some PA gear.
Yeah, I think our PA came from you guys that we use.
Yes, thank you.
And it works well.
Thank you. Love it. When
people hear me.
The program comes together, right? The whole plan.
Great. And any other offerings that you want to share with our audience?
I would like to say this. The reason that there is a Pops Music Store is from my business partner. She is Pops. It's Michelle McBride, although I have a silver hair, and so people around town call me Pops and think it's me, but it really is Michelle that is the stalwart part of this, for sure.
Great. And can you give our listeners an idea of where you're located and contact information?
I can. We're next to Tim Beal, if you'd like, out on West Iron Springs Road, about a half a mile past Gail Gardner.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sounds right.
And kind of a kitty corner across from one of my favorite places, the Iron Springs Cafe.
Yes, that is a nice location. And so tell us what's, you mentioned you've already kind of identified one of the most popular instruments. You know, we're going into the holiday season, and I'm sure that many listeners out there may be thinking that they might want to do some shopping.
Thank you.
What might you have available for this season?
So over the last 30 years, and especially the last 18 as Pops, we have been competitive with online shopping, even with Amazon, which will cause you to keep working, never retire. But we do our guitars and our amps and our keyboards and our pedals and our ukuleles that way, and we are internet competitive. That we do have three fine educators for guitar and ukulele in the shop, and Steve Edwards and Terry Winter and Frank Ping and the Ping Brothers. So if people want to give one of their loved ones a set of lessons or something, they can do that. And,
The Ping Brothers we've had at Bluegrass at our Bluegrass Festival.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A couple times, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, I was going to say, too, during Acker, we usually have some of those bands in our playing at the Chamber building.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is so much fun.
Yeah.
They actually wrote a song about Prescott.
No, I haven't heard that. I'll have to have Frank. He was in the shop today.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I know Pops, you've been at the same location all these years.
Pops has been the same location. The other one, the corporate store, was in the old mall, which had Sears and Penney's in it.
At Ponderosa Mall.
Yeah, it was the first mall north of Metro Center in the state. It was a wonderful place. We had good little restaurants, an ice cream parlor, even an arcade.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Things have changed a little bit. But
yes, they have.
You guys haven't. Well, you have. You know, in that particular building, I've been watching you grow and grow and grow and get the storage bins get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, it's necessary, isn't it?
And all these products, all these new products with the electronics and the plug-ins, and it seems like everything's amplified a little bit.
Yes, but if you think about the Bluegrass, we had some folks that were in for Bluegrass stuff today, and one of the rules there is you do not plug in. So
right.
You want old Martin guitars, which we would have, or new ones, and yeah. Things like mandolins and banjos that project themselves. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what is your favorite instrument? Is that a tricky question?
Yeah, it is. I spent my career professionally on the organ. We had the blessings of playing for 27 years for the senior centers and like the assisted living homes and the adult care centers and places like Las Buenas or Granite Gate or Brookdale. And they would bus them in, and Jerry Liebman, Michelle, and I would play a big band show for them on Tuesday nights. And after the arthritis set too hard and the eyes went south, and we had to hang that up in 2016 at Christmas. I sure miss those people. Those were wonderful, the greatest generation, and they've been a memory forever.
Yeah, I will tell you, and this is embarrassing to say, but my grandmother gave me her organ, mm-hmm. which is sitting in our garage right now because I don't have a space for it. And I was just thinking, wow, I wonder if you can tune that up if I was to.
We're okay with technicians in town, too. We've got Kurt Stewart out of San Diego. That's Kurt Sampson Keyboards. Mm-hmm. And we have three really fine guitar techs, and Freddie Cisneros and Kyle Bandy and Mike Williams. We can take care of it.
Wonderful. That's good to know. See, so if any listeners out there have that kind of situation, I want to have it restored for my family to, you know, to pass it on. But unfortunately, you know, you move and you plop it and there it sits, and it shouldn't sit there. We should honor it more.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks in town, you know, with pianos and organs like Terry's organ are always looking, because I get calls once in a while down at the visitor center. I said, well, who can tune up my piano? Well, call Pop's Music Store. And you'll get somebody the best probably to tune it up.
There's a few folks around there that way, too. Tom Flower's been here for a long time. Danny Schreffler and Michael Williams are all fine piano tickers.
Did our piano. Yes. My wife plays the piano and the violin, and I think he's come over and done it. But I sold the piano with the house, so I guess we need another one. But she always wanted it upright. Someday.
Well, what else would you like to share with our listeners? We've got about one more minute.
Thank you for being there for us. You've blessed us for being up here all these years, and you can always punch a button online, but to come down and have a relationship with us and let us help maybe counsel, since we've done it such a long time, and your support is very necessary, especially necessary now.
Very good. Well, we feel very blessed to have you as a partner for us, and
thank you.
Thank you for all that you've done for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce as well.
Thanks for letting us hang with you.
You bet.
Thanks.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
I'm John Lutz, and I want to be your next county supervisor. I've been serving customers for nearly 40 years on Whiskey Row. Like you, I live here because of our hometown atmosphere and the natural treasures around us. From the square to the Dells to the Verde River, our way of life connects us with our neighbors and the natural world. It's a great place to live, but our lifestyle is at risk. Too often, plans and developments are approved without enough community involvement or review. We can't stop growth. What we can do is plan for it and make sure we keep the country in our county as we move forward in smarter ways. Forward-looking, people-first plans for water and land use will help us preserve our way of life for our kids. We need visionary leadership in the county that recognizes the risks of growth and nourishes the things we love. As your supervisor, I'll make sure that your ideas and your needs are represented when decisions are being made. Learn more about me at votejohnlutz.com. Our future is up to us. I'm John Lutz, and I approve this message.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and it is Prescott Chamber Day.
Yes, it sure is, Sherry. But like I say, every week and every month, yes, every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
In our world, it is. For
yes,
sure.
It sure is.
Wasn't that great to have Bob and
Pop's
here.
Music Store has been around for so long.
That's
it's
so
nice
awesome.
Having folks on.
But we have a great guest, and you're here next, so you're
sure. You betcha. Our next guest is Andrew Farmer, representing Apex Plumbing of Prescott. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
We have a lot to talk about with plumbers, don't we?
We sure do. Boy, I tell you what.
Everybody does, yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so again, my name's Andrew Farmer. I'm the owner of Apex Plumbing Prescott. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly new to town. I moved here in 2019, March. So this March will be 2 years.
So you're very new.
Yeah, so I'm pretty new. And, you know, being a plumbing contractor, it's a state license. Mm-hmm. And so when I did move here, I had to get my Arizona state license. And that was about a six-month process of taking some classes, doing some testing. And then after that, I could get licensed, bonded, insured, get my truck all set up with the new logos and mm-hmm. stuff. And, mm-hmm.
You got to wrap the truck
yeah,
up for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so here I am, you know, about a year later in Prescott. And like I said, we're a full service plumbing company, licensed, bonded, and insured. And myself, you know, I came from a small town, San Luis Obispo, California. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of a small coastal town.
You know it well, not anymore.
Yeah, it definitely has grown. And, I've moved here to Prescott, and I just love the area. I'm an avid mountain biker and outdoorsman.
Same
and
with me.
So, I
don't
just,
do plumbing, though.
It's just a perfect fit for a guy like me to, you know, finish out the rest of his career in a small town.
In a place that you love.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
exactly.
We all can agree with that. Well, I tell you what, you come here at a perfect time because I bet you're pretty busy.
Yeah, I am pretty busy. I, you know, the COVID, of course, has affected all businesses, including mine. And so, yeah, recently I just landed my first contract for a new construction home, which is kind of, that's one of the things I do is I do plumbing for custom homes. And I also do a lot of service work, repairs, replacements, fixtures, faucets, stuff like that. And slowly but surely, things have definitely gotten busier. And, you know, by joining, I was a member of the chamber in my old hometown. And that was like step one of my new business was to get involved with the community. And that's kind of what I'm doing here today. You know, join the chamber. I've only been a member for, I think, like 2 months, maybe.
Yeah, I think.
And
that's cool.
But I'm taking advantage of all the opportunities to get my name out there and just, you know, let the community know that Apex Plumbing Prescott is a option.
Well, you'll find, Andrew, that Apex Plumbing Prescott will grow pretty fast in the Prescott area. You know, once the word gets around. Everybody tells everybody else about their great plumber. I know, and a lot of different companies are like that that are part of the Chamber of Commerce. So I'm sure you'll get busier and busier and busier. Is it just you?
Yeah, it's just me at this time. I do, for some of the larger projects, I do hire helpers. But it's I consider myself kind of one of your old school plumbing companies where I actually do all the work.
So you get to know the customer really well.
And the guy with all the experience is actually doing the work, where some companies, you know, the guy with the experience shows up and kind of sells you on the job, and then the guy who they just hired at $10 an hour with 6 months of experience comes to do the work. And so I find that a lot of people really like the fact that, you know, I'm kind of a... owner-operator, as you would say.
Yeah, it always feels good when you're speaking directly with the owner of a business, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and I just really take pride in my work and, you know, what I'm doing because it affects me.
Yeah. So you have 100% control of that.
Yep.
And, you know, and it is unfortunate, Andrew, that, you know, COVID has been kind of an issue, but you know, I think we're slowly getting out of that, or we're learning how to live with it, I guess, or, you know, following all the guidelines and all of that. And I'm sure you're doing all those same things as you're visiting with your customers and all of that.
For sure, yeah.
I know everyone likes that reassurance of that. There's your mask and all that
right
fun
here.
Stuff. And we sprayed you with Lysol before you came in. So you're good there. But, yeah, tell us a little bit more, maybe location, contact information. So for some of our listeners out there who might have a plumbing need, this might be a good opportunity.
Yeah, I'm right here in Prescott, Arizona. And then we cover all of Yavapai County. So a lot of my work does happen right now, at least in Sedona and Oak Creek. And we can go as far as Peebles Valley. And I'm getting more and more work here in Prescott proper as well as Prescott Valley. Some work out in.
Do you have a website that folks could go to contact info?
ApexPlumbingPrescott.com is where you can get on the schedule, check out some of our work.
Very good.
Stuff like that.
All that fun stuff. So, so we're going into the winter months here in Prescott. And do you have any tips for plumbing?
As far as tips go, being new to the area, I'm not super savvy with the freezing weather. I'm getting more.
You will.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more because I have had the big thing around here is the frostproof hose bibs.
Yes.
Most of the plumbing is run underground at a depth and into the house. a distance that it's unaffected by freezing. But the frost-free hose bibs are something that seems to be an issue. And, yeah, it's there's not a lot you can, you know, usually they fail and start leaking and need to be replaced.
Okay.
And so there's not a lot you can do to really insulate them. They have to be installed correctly in the first place, which I found is a little bit of an issue.
Okay.
Some of the ones that I have had to repair, we had to open up the wall and found that it was like, wow, this is like not even close to how it should be done.
Like no insulation.
Yeah,
like
and just
that.
Yeah, and just not strapped correctly, and just kind of was a not didn't have its downhill tilt like it should. And so, you know, other than that, and one tip for people too is just you know, inside the house, you've got all the angle stops under the sink and stuff like that, and as to keep them working, once a year you can always turn those off and then on again, just so they don't freeze up from, like, corrosion. And so if there is, like, one little, you know, service tip that people can handle themselves pretty easily, it's to keep those valves functioning. So I don't show up and it's never been done after 10 years and it just won't turn off.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think the last time we might have done that.
Yeah, nobody. It's kind of
Robert's
like
got a big look on his face.
Yeah, it's kind of like draining.
Oh, yeah, well, that doesn't turn at all.
Nobody, nobody does it. But
it's like, I'll not do it, you do it.
That is a good tip.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, one thing, you know, I'm involved with is, you know, I consider myself kind of a green plumber. And so I am a member of the U.S. Green Build Council Arizona, which I just stay educated on the latest and greatest in basically like water conservation. Mm-hmm. So I do have a full education on all the water saving fixtures. I specialize and brand with a company called Renai Tankless Water Heaters. So if you're interested in going tankless on your water heater, that's an option that I could, you know, educate you on. And then I brand with a company too, Halo Water Conditioning, which is a salt-free conditioning system. And it's got a lot less water waste than those types of systems as well. So, you know, just wanted to throw that out there that I'm kind of an expert when it comes to the green tech, which, you know, by green tech, it's, you know, saving you some money on your monthly water bill, which saves you money on your sewer bill, et cetera. And so people tend to like that.
That is a kind of a neat thing to know. I didn't realize that there was that kind of certification or education in that regard.
Yeah, the nearest, it's we had one in our hometown, and here the nearest, it's in the headquarters is in Phoenix. It doesn't look like there's any group locally, which I'm kind of interested to see if, you know, some other subcontractors might be interested in looking at their side of the building envelope as far as, like, you know, green technology goes.
Especially with the new homes being built.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a lot of homes are like Energy Star built.
But they could be more.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it's there are other options, and there's constantly new technology. And, like, for instance, like this on October 22nd, I'm going to attend a virtual, it's called the Global Health and Wellness Summit. So it's just a little virtual education seminar. So I can just see if there's any new technology coming out that I might be able to offer to, you know, clients. And so it's just something I enjoy doing.
Well, one question I had for you, I have an old home. I'm in a home, a very old home, built in the 40s. And it seems like the water tank is like on the other side of the house. And the kitchen is on the opposite side of the house. It takes forever to get there.
Yes.
When you say talk about tankless, is that the kind that goes under neath like each fixture in your house, or is the tankless the one replaces that big old tank?
Saves space and saves gas would be the thing, and provides unlimited hot water would be tankless. So if you have a tank, they do make it's made by a company called Grundfos. It's a Comfort Series circulation pump. Mm-hmm. And so if you can locate where the furthest fixture is that takes the longest to get hot water, you can install a T underneath that sink.
So it has its own.
And it'll create a hot water circulation loop through your house so that you're not wasting water while you're waiting for the water to get hot.
Because I'm not using hot water in the kitchen because I'm not leaving it on that long.
Yeah, it's like two minutes later.
That's cool.
Like,
so you can take care of stuff like that.
Yeah, so we have, there are solutions for those types of problems.
Good to know.
Old homes, new homes.
Well, I know it's important for our area to conserve on water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
for sure.
That's one thing that everyone, you know, if we all do our part and, and do it in a green way, I think that's really important. So it's exciting to know that you have that designation and that you practice that in a great way. Anything else? We've got just a couple more minutes left. Maybe you want to share your contact information for our listeners that may be looking for some plumbing services.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Again, Apex Plumbing Prescott. You can reach us at phone number 928-848-6680, or you can go to our website, which is apexplumbingprescott.com, and there you can contact us directly and check out some of our work.
And you gave us a great tip to below the sink,
turn those off and back on.
Turn them off and on.
Quick and easy.
The access to the water, right?
Yep. That's
what you were
talking
about.
They're called angle stops. They're the little valves under the sink.
There you go. So go jiggle your little angle.
Jiggle your handle.
Yep. So that you can make sure that they don't freeze up.
Yep. When they don't turn, or water comes out of them, you call Apex.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's great.
Yep.
Well, Andrew, we're very pleased that you joined the chamber. We hope to see you we saw you at our, we had our new member breakfast and you were there.
Mm-hmm.
We had an open house and did it in a fun way on the corner lot there next to the chamber. But that was fun.
Social
but
distancing.
Yeah. And we're just glad to have you as part of our family and we appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks.
And we wish you all the best luck.
Yeah, it's great to be a part of the community.
Very good. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
An important message from Medicare.
You know how Medicare plans can change from year to year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this coming year, premiums are at historic lows.
Really?
Yeah, and hundreds of plans will have insulin for just $35 a month.
That will save some money. Can't wait to look at my plan choices for 2021.
Open enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th.
Comparing plans really pays.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Donald Trump Jr. makes another campaign swing in battleground Arizona. Speaking to a rally in Tucson, Trump went after Joe Biden, saying Hunter Biden's emails have surfaced, showing meetings he set up with Burisma oil executives.
Why doesn't Joe Biden deny it? Say, I never met with this corrupt individual.
Donald Trump Jr.'s Arizona travels will take him next to Williams. When Chino Valley Unified School District students resume classes next week, they'll continue with hybrid instruction.
Parents or guardians who selected this option should have their child attend school on their designated days. If you have selected online learning, this will take place next Monday through Thursday. During a special board meeting yesterday afternoon, members voted to return to full in-person instruction on October 26th. Parents will have the option to change the hybrid selection to in-person learning. This week, parents are asked to watch for emails on the district website for an important survey. For more information, visit ChinoValleySchools.com. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Continued sunny, warm and dry the rest of the week and into the weekend, chilling overnight to a mostly clear 50, with highs tomorrow and Friday around 85, Saturday and Sunday 83 and 80 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 53, heating back up to 95 tomorrow, 93 Friday, 91 this weekend. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening. Please be fire safe. And stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hey, everyone out there in Radioland. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And as you know, it's Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here to introduce our final guest, and we've
Thank
got some
you,
great
Sherry.
Guests.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, this is our third guest today, Denise Hurst from the Launch Pad, and a very special guest with Denise, and she'll jump into that. Just as soon as you tell us a little bit about the launch pad.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for allowing me and Ethan Walker to be here today. You're going to hear more from Ethan in just a minute. But again, like you said, my name is Denise Hurst, and I am a native of Arizona, born and raised here. And I retired from my corporate job, Intel Corporation, down in Chandler in 2016. Mm-hmm. I was operations manager there in an engineering department, and came up here full-time and took over the program at the Launchpad Teen Center called Project Launch. And it's a really awesome program. It's free, and it is a workforce readiness program. If you would have met me when I was 16, you would have might have thought, oh, her future doesn't look too bright. But I went on to have a wildly successful career at Intel and retired early. And a lot of it I attribute to the skills that I learned as I went up the ranks that I teach the students in this workforce readiness program. Again, it's a free program. Workshops are very, very expensive, and this was a really great opportunity for teens to come and learn some of these skill sets. So the reason I'm so passionate about the program also is that the skills that the students or the teens will learn in Project Launch will apply to any job anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're going to be a hairstylist or a mechanic or a nurse or an engineer. the principles and skills that they learn in Project Launch applies to every job. And it also applies in their personal life as well. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, because if you don't have your personal life in order, sometimes it can roll over into the job. So some of the things that we touch on in Project Launch is how to make a great first impression, and that's very, very important. How to nail an interview. We start off with the art of effective communication, because if you can't communicate your wants and needs, whether it's your personal life or on the job, you're probably not going to get them. So we start off with the foundational skill of communication. We go through lots of other skills. For example, how to deal with difficult people. We all like to think that we're not the difficult person, but we're all going to run into those difficult people that, for whatever reason, they might try to get in your way, or maybe not be happy for your successes, or maybe it's just a style difference in job. I learned that at Intel, learning, you know, to work with engineers. A lot of times you have to understand different styles. I help the students in job seeking, and if they have not created their first resume, I can help them with that, or just polish the one that they do have. I like to weave through the program a little bit of philosophy and positive psychology, because so much of how we are able to be successful, I saw this at Intel for many, many, many years, is, you know, how we're really thinking about ourselves, and how we're thinking about others, and how we're working with others. And especially teens, and adults too, but teens in particular, we really have to understand, you know, why is our brain acting the way it is? Why is it making me feel like I can't do something, or giving me self-doubt? So we really focus a lot on that too, because it starts with you. The program also, if you complete the program, it's a series of four workshops. You get a certificate of completion that kind of shows everything that we learned. It's just a lot of leadership skills. Mm-hmm. And then if you complete a summer internship, you also get a letter of recommendation. And those are two things that, you know, as a young person, that's an awesome thing to be starting out with, is a certificate, because that's what employers are looking for. They're looking and begging for employees that have these kinds of soft skills. What else do I want to say? With that, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Ethan Walker. Ethan Walker was one of the 2018 graduates, the in-person four workshop series at the college in 2018, and he's graciously agreed to come here and join me. And when I met Ethan, he was a little unsure about some things, but he took the plunge, he took the program, and he has just done a wonderful job with his personal life and his work life, and he's just very inspiring. So go ahead, Ethan, and you can share some of your thoughts.
All right. Well, thank you, Denise, for the kind words and introduction. Thank you, Sherry and Robert, for having me on this radio. This is definitely super cool and a first experience for me. As Denise said, my name is Ethan Walker. I did this program back in 2018, the summer of my sophomore year. When Denise first walked into my class to talk about this workforce readiness program, I was a little hesitant to what she was going to say. But as I tuned in a little bit more, I was quite intrigued, and I decided to, you know what, I'm going to go out and take this opportunity and just go ahead and do it because it's free and it's really not that much time. So I did this program. It was 4 workshops in the summer. It's helped me to gain a lot of positive things and certain skills in my entire life and in different aspects other than just a job. Though after I completed this program, I immediately got a job, and the skills that Denise helped teach me and these other kids through this program, I was working up the ranks pretty quickly and really enjoying myself as I was going through this new process of getting a job. A big thing in her program is helping to deal with, like you said, deal with difficult people and just people in general. Denise talks quite a bit about the way you should kind of think and be around people, and it really helped me gain a lot of interpersonal skills and help better relationships with certain people, as such as my parents were really big ones. After this program, my relationship with my parents just kind of excelled, and we got so much closer than we were before, because as a teenager growing up, things are hard, and I mean, you understand being a teenager. It helped to better my relationship with myself and to help me think. I mean, as a kid growing up, it's not necessarily the easiest thing, and being around other kids and having pressure and everything, you kind of get into a little bubble sometimes. But going through this, Denise helped me to slow down, take some deep breaths, and to really be a better version of myself. I've gained so many opportunities to help me to be the man that I am now. I'm attending college. I've got 2 different jobs. I'm going to the gym every day, taking care of myself, and really trying to be the best version that I can be to everyone, no matter where I am. And I feel like that's pretty good. If you're a student or a teen out there, and you're really looking to better your future and ready yourself for your future and to gain success, I would definitely recommend checking out Denise Hurst, going to the Launchpad, checking out Project Launch for this workforce readiness program. It's a great thing.
Well, it sounds like it's done wonders for you, Ethan.
Definitely. Drop the mic.
Definitely. Yeah, congratulations. It's like,
I appreciate that.
It's so cool. I know so many teens, every teen needs a mentor, and it's the Launchpad obviously 100%. Was a mentor for you.
100%.
And with your family and the whole surrounding circle all the way around. So congratulations.
It sounds, definitely.
You sound really
that.
Good.
thank you. Thank you.
Did a great job.
All the best.
And I'm happy to say that the Prescott Chamber and the Foundation is a great supporter of this program. We feel our young people are so important to the workforce. And just to hear that story and to understand how it has turned, or not turned you around, just gave you the confidence. Really,
of course.
That's really all teens need is guidance and confidence.
It's very important.
There's a lot of things out there that aren't necessarily the best for you to model. And so with this program, it really helps develop those leadership skills. And we're just so thrilled to be a part of it.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for your support. I know you had mentioned that you have sponsored quite a few teens at the chamber, and have said you would, you know, be welcoming any teens that we can, you know, send your way. So we really appreciate that. I do also want to do a shout out for our local Achieve. They've been partnering with us, and they have a little similar program for students 14 to 22, and it's for teens with special needs of any kind. But if a teen has an IEP or a 504 plan, then they can go to that program. And if anybody needs any information about that program, I can certainly steer them over that way, too.
Wonderful. I have a question for Ethan. Ethan, what are you studying right now?
Currently, I'm majoring in physical therapy, and I'm really doing a lot of research on my own, and I'm really looking into getting into real estate and becoming a realtor. I feel like that would be a great avenue for me to partake in, and I feel like it would be quite joyful as well. So,
excellent. Very good.
Yes.
That's great. And Denise, what do you want to do? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, all those years working at Intel with engineers, and then now I'm able to give back all that information that I saw that was successful. So that's really enjoying this.
Very good. If you want to give our listeners, we got one more minute.
Sure.
Let's give them some contact information and thank you.
Thank you very much. So the best way would be to, you can call my number. It's 480-235-8049, and I can get you registered and get you all the information. Again, that's 480-235-8049. Or if you we're done with the radio show and you can't remember my phone number, just Google the Launchpad Teen Center, the Teen Center will come up, and my flyer will be on there, my email and my contact information will all be there. So that's just the launchpadteencenter.org. Just Google that and you'll see my flyer up there.
And if all else fails, you can contact the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
That's right. Thank you.
Ethan, do you want to say any parting words?
Once again, I just want to thank you, Sherry, Robert, and Denise for having me on this. This is a lifetime experience that I will definitely remember forever. This is pretty cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Ethan, for coming in with me. I really appreciate it.
Our future's looking bright.
It sure is. He's got a bright future.
Good job.
There you go. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe. Getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and I'm feeling pretty proud today.
Yes.
Wow, we had a lot of great guests, and I mean, it just has been an amazing day.
It's been a great day. You know, our last guest from the launch pad was just...
Yeah.
It just empowered me. It's like, oh, my God, the kids are out there. It's
yeah.
Like they are smart kids.
They are our future, and we've really got to focus on them. Well, we've got to, you know what? We're starting to get back into business here. We have some upcoming events to kind of share with everyone. One that is very important to me is we treat our members open house. That's October 30th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the time.
Uh-huh.
One thing that we're going to throw in there is networking. So any businesses that want to network from 10 to 11, we're going to do some speed networking out there on the corner lot like we did with our new member open house.
So come on by. And
yeah.
You know, it is the day before Halloween. So,
yep.
You know,
yep.
You can kind of dress up a little bit too.
Yes.
Just a reminder for everybody out there, you know, we just came out with our printed calendar events, the fourth quarter that's available at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Information Center inside and outside. So come on down and grab those because our parade is still going on the first Saturday in December, followed by the annual courthouse lighting. So the parade's at 1 on the 5th, and the lighting is at 6 on the same day. And Acker Music Festival the following Friday will be going on a little bit different format, and you'll love it.
Well, and you kind of jumped into December, but we've got to back up to November.
Yeah, I know.
We have our friends at the Jersey Lily that's putting on the fundraiser. Which this is the largest and only fundraiser that finances
the courthouse lighting.
We would not be able to have it without this, and they need your help. And that is Thursday, November 5th from 4 to 8 o'clock. And, you know, you can go to our website or go visit Jersey Lilies.
Yeah, their website is www.thefriendsofjls.com. And you can actually buy raffle tickets there now or give Jersey Lily a call or get down there. You can see the bronze that you can win.
Yep. It's a wonderful thing, and we thank them so much.
Yep.
Also, our great friends, the Prescott Downtown Partnership, is doing their November 28th Prescott Holiday Light Parade.
That's right.
And so that will be going on as well. So there's a lot going on, starting to pick up, and we just encourage you, again, to please shop locally, to please be responsible and respectful as you're shopping locally. You know, most of the reasons why we've been able to do all these events is because we've been practicing social distancing and all the CDC guidelines, and we have no contact tracing with all of the programs that we've continued on. So we're honored and thrilled to be able to continue those, but it's because of all of your help in being safe.
And for all these events, you know, there's a lot of events still going on in the Prescott area. They may be a little bit different, like the ones we discussed. Just get on our website, prescott.org, click on events.
Absolutely. And we thank you again for shopping locally. The holidays are coming up. And make sure to support our local businesses. They really need you, especially during this year. And we thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.